וזהו בחינס מיסס נודו ואביהו ביום הקומס המשכן. But Nelson Zell says, based on what we've been explaining till now, we could understand why Nodav and Abihu passed away on the day that the Mishkan was being put up, on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Bechina, as the Pasuk says, V'nikdash b'chvoidi, V'chein misas Uza bo'eis shenosu aron l'mekaymai. And also, why Uza died when they were bringing the aron to the city of Yerushalayim during the time of David HaMelech. V'chein misas Yisroel bo'eis shemotsu mekaym beis hamikdosh. And so to the fact that there was a plague and many Jews died right at the time that David HaMelech discovered the site of the Beis HaMikdash. Ki akhoil hoyo yidei hakovoid shebo'ez kanal. It was all based on the kovoid that was coming down, that was being displayed at that time. Val yidei histalkus eilu hanafoshos hakdoshim ayidei zeh mizgadel hakovoid lamalu lamato. And through the passing away of these special holy nefoshos, that caused a tremendous display of the kavod of Hashem above in heaven and below on earth. The nimshach el beis hamikdash v'la mishkan, and that kavod was shined into the beis hamikdash and into the mishkan. In other words, when you want to start up the beis hamikdash or the mishkan, anything like that, you have to start it off with a bang. The bang is a display of kavod. One of the ways that that kavod comes is in the form of nefoshos being taken out. Because we learned before that when a nefesh passes away, kivoid Hashem ya'asvecho, the kovoid of Hashem is what gathers it in. Ubaloize loyhoyaefsha la kovoid lizgalos. Without the passing away of those people, this spectacular kovoid couldn't have been revealed and displayed. Machmas shadayin oz loynestakin a kovoid b'shleimus kanal. Because the kovoid was not yet b'tikuno, it wasn't yet complete and proper. We had learned earlier, when the kovod is bishleimus, then it doesn't require the deaths of people or anything. When the kovod is not bishleimus, and it's got to be turned on, then it has to manifest itself in these types of tzaddikim passing away. Just like we gave the example, lahavdil, of an electric circuit, you know, something like that, where when you're going to turn that thing on, you know, and all of that current is going to come flying through, if all the wires, if everything is in place and the flow is perfect, then it's all going to go great. If there's anything out of order or out of sequence in that thing, and you're going to turn it on and send that current through, some people are going to die in the process for that current to go. Ki kovoy digdusha nivgam betchilo al yidei chet adam rishon kanal. Because we explained earlier that the kovoy of kedusha first became spoiled during the time of Adam Arishon, through his act of eating from the Eitz Hadas, which was a pegamen achila, which we explained as a pegamen kovoid. V'chein al yidei cheto egel, and also through the act of the participation of egel azol. V'yoz nemar uveyoim pokti ufokadati. And Hashem said when the Jews participate in the egel azol, that any time you do anything wrong in the future, I'll always remember and add to it part of the punishment for the egel azol. Shebe'ez sheyia pekido. Whenever Hashem there'll be an incident that will cause Hashem to want to punish the Jews. Sheyovoy hakovoid lamato, where the kovoid of Hashem will come down to earth to be displayed. Oz chas v'sholoim ufokadati. Shegoyreim lifkoid kamenafoshes aydeze chas v'sholoim. It will cause many Jewish souls to be taken away. This term pekido also refers to being like taken out. This will also explain the great pogroms that took place during the years of 1648, that time. That was one of the times when Moshiach was supposed to come. Moshiach's coming means where the whole world will start giving the respect, all the respectability and all the power that all the nations of the world have will be returned to Klal Yisrael. All of that kovoid will be returned to Klal Yisrael. Avalafal pikein adayin lo nigmar kovoidos lizbar b'shleimus. However, despite the fact that the timer had been set, the Yidden had not done everything they needed to for the kovoid to be ready to be nizbarer b'shleimus. Alkein osaf hakovoidos kama nefoshoi shenergo as al kiddush Hashem kanam. Therefore, the kovoid ended up gathering into itself many, many Jewish nefoshois. שזה בחינס כבויד השם יעסבקו כנאו. As we said before, that's what the kovoy does when chas v'shom things aren't b'shleimus. But here again, look at what Rav Nosson Zal says here. Ube'emes gam zu l'toivo. The truth is that this is a tremendous benefit to Klal Yisrael when such a thing happens. When such a bomb strikes, that Klal Yisrael goes through a pogrom like that, there's a tremendous benefit. Ki bevadai yinkoim nikmas dam avodo v'shofuch. Because we know Hashem is definitely going to avenge all of that Jewish blood that was spilled. By the way, for those that don't know, the tefillah of Avarachmim that we say in Musaf on Shabbos was instituted as a result of this pogrom, the 1648, the Gzeres Tach V'Tav. It was after that they instituted that Klal Yisrael should add this tefillah, which is called Hazkoras Neshamos, as part of the Musaf davening. V'ideze daiko tehei ha-geula. This is what's going to push the geula, the final redemption, these pogroms, this Jewish blood that was spilled, this innocent Jewish blood that was spilled. The soif kol soif tia pekido l'toivo. And in the end, there's going to be a gathering in for the good. Ki ha-ideze shenergu oz kama nefoshois, ha-ideze tovoi ha-geula shleima b'mher v'yameinu. The fact that these thousands of Jews were slaughtered like that is what's going to bring Mashiach speedily. Ki kol hanefoshei shenergu umeisu al kiddush Hashem miyoyim hachurban ad ayoyim. All of those Jews that were killed al kiddush Hashem from the time of the Churban Beis Hamikdash till today, kulam menuyim usfurim etzla yizbarach. Every single one of them is counted by Hashem. Hashem knows every single one. Vayidei kulam nisrabe v'nisgadel v'nischabed v'nisgadei shmo yisborach yoser. And each one of them has caused a tremendous kiddush Hashem, a tremendous heightening of the kovod of Hashem. As we mentioned, when a Jew dies, you say yisgadal v'yiskadash shmei rabo. That's called hagdolas kovod Hashem. Or as we say in the Shemoneh Esrei on Mincha on Shabbos, va'al menuchosom yakdishu Hashemecho. That's what it's called. Ki bezman hagolus. Listen to these words now. Ki bezman hagolus, because when the Jews are in exile, iker hagdolas kevoid shemoi hu al yedei hamesim v'hanerogim al kiddush Hashem v'kanal. Because when the Jews are in exile, the thing that brings about the greatest heightening of the kavod of Hashem is not simchas Torah dancing, where there's 3,000 people dancing at the kotel, or 30,000 people. It's a tremendous kiddush Hashem. But Rav Nosson Zal says here a fact, and he'll give you the proof for it, that now while the Jews are in Golus, there is nothing that brings about a heightening of the kavod of Hashem in a similar manner to when Jews die or killed al kiddush Hashem. Shezeo b'chinas misas Rabbi Akiva v'chaveirov ho asora hugei malchis shenergo al kiddush Hashem v'chein kol hakidoshim. This is the concept of Rabbi Akiva and the 10 tzaddikim who died al kiddush Hashem with the Roman government at the time, or all the cases in Jewish history of people dying al kiddush Hashem, ukemuva b'ksovim mizeh. As is discussed in the Kisvei Arizal, this is one of the major topics in the writings of the Arizal. I know that I've seen this. This is mentioned related to the topic of Nefila Sapayim. When we do Nefila, we put our heads down and we make believe we're dead. This is after Shemoneh Esrei. We've been taught that when a person davens the Shachris, let's say, he goes from world to world. Karbonos is Olam Asiyah, Psuki Dezimra is Olam Hayitzira, Baruch Hu is Olam and Olam Abriya, till he comes to the Shemoneh Esrei, which is Olam Ha'atzilus. He's in the highest place. And then we have this thing called Nefila Sapayim, where a Jew makes believe he's dead. He puts his head down, making believe he's dead, where the Arizal explains that that's the whole concept of the Jew being Moiser Nefesh. Nefila Sapayim, according to the Kisvei Arizal, is a concept of Mesiras Nefesh, where a person is showing he's prepared to die for Hashem. And there the Arizal goes into a very deep discussion showing how when these kind of things happen, there is nothing bigger in Kiddush Hashem. One of the sources he proves it from is the Gemara. where the Gemara talks about Papus and Linus. If you recall, I think in Tainus or somewhere, the Gemara talks about these two Jews, where one time the Goyim came to a certain place and they wanted to wipe out, they were looking for an excuse to wipe out a whole city. So they said, whoever murdered this Roman girl, you know, we want him, otherwise we're going to wipe out the whole city. And these two came forward and said, we did it. And there's a whole story there where the Gemara says that nobody can enter into their place in Gan Eden. You know, there's nobody can, that like they're in a place in Gan Eden that's way, way, way above and beyond any other tzaddikim who have learned, you know, have done all kinds of mitzvahs. Because this issue of dying al Kiddush Hashem puts a person in a completely different class. And the Kiddush Hashem that comes from that, the heightening of the kavod of Hashem that comes from that, there is nothing that goes higher than it. Nimtza, shedaiko al yedei elu hakdoshim, nisrabe v'nizgadel kvoid shemoi. So therefore, these Jews who died in pogroms and in holocausts, they have brought about an incredible heightening of the kavod of Hashem. V'yedeze nizke b'mheiro sheyovoi kvoidoi letoivo. And they're the ones who are going to have the biggest share in bringing about the revelation of the covet of Hashem in a positive way, without, you know, with Mashiach coming, not the people dying. These people who have died al Kiddush Hashem, they assist in making a tikkun for the covet of Hashem more so than anything else. V'achshov muchan hakovoid lovoy aleinu b'mheiro l'toivo. And Rav Nosson Zal says, nowadays we believe that this kovoid of Hashem is ready to come to be revealed in a positive way, without people dying. V'yovoy lanu nefoshois chadoshois rabois. And when it happens, the Jewish nation is going to receive many, many new nefoshois. B'pchinas hakoton yele elef v'hatzor l'goyotzum. As we quoted this pasuk before, that the little one will multiply into 1,000, and the small nation will multiply into an unbelievably large nation. Ani Hashem b'ito achishena. I am the Hashem who will bring Moshiach's coming on time, speedily, achishena, quickly. Shezel b'chinas kibbutz goliois al yidei hakovod. This is the whole concept of the ingathering from Golos, where instead of there being 4 million Jews in Eretz Yisrael or that kind of thing, there'll be a gathering in where suddenly we're going to see millions and millions. We're going to see the Jewish nation, all of those Jews who seem to have wandered away and drifted so far away from their Yiddishkeit, are all going to come back and be counted. Bebechinas, as the pasuk says, Haviu bonai ubnoisai meirochoik, all my sons and daughters from all the most distant places will be gathered in. Kol hanikra b'shmi ulechvoidi barosiv yitzad v'avasisiv. The canal, Amen V'Amen. As we said before, Amen V'Amen. On this topic, Rav Rosenthal, Zichron Avrachot, told us that this is one of the special questions that he asked his Rebbe, Rav Avraham Sternhard, Zichron Avrachot. Because he had learned, when he learned about this topic in the writings of the Arizal and those places, and he got a serious understanding. See, Rav Rosenthal doesn't explain it here, and unfortunately, I don't have the information to explain. But I've seen several Sforim quote different places in the writings of the Arizal where this is a major topic. The Arizal shows that this issue of Mesiras Nefesh Al Kiddush, this is in a class of its, in Yiddishkeit, that's like a separate department. It's way, way, way above and beyond all of the mitzvahs and all normal things. So Rav Rosenthal, Zichron Avrocha, asked his Rebbe this Shaila. I want to know, am I permitted to be Mispalo? Breslov is big on Tefillah, his Spodidus. Can I daven to be zeicher to die al Kiddush Hashem? That this is what I want. This is, in other words, if I'm being told that this is the ultimate in Yiddishkeit, then I'll do everything I can. I won't jump off a roof. I won't play Mary Poppins. You know, open an umbrella, put up a sign. You know, but to ask that, his Rebbe wrote him back and said, your point is very well taken, but I'll tell you what Rabbeinu Zal and Rav Nosson Zal say. They say that it's possible, just like it's possible to die al Kiddush Hashem, it's possible for a Jew to get to a madrega where he's living al Kiddush Hashem. That if a Jew wants, he can make it that from the second he gets up in the morning till the second he goes to sleep, every move he makes, every breath he takes, he's looking to be... He said, like, this is a once-in-a-lifetime deal. This you get to do once. I'll show you how to do this 100 times a day. If a Jew sees to it that in every action he takes, every bite of food he eats, he's being mekadesh shem shemaim. He eats like a yid. He's makbetit with a derech eretz. That if any goy were watching him, or if any non-religious Jew were watching him, they would see that. I wonder where he learned that. I wonder. Must be that the religion is something special. If that's how a religious person eats, if that's how a religious person goes dressed, with that not dirty clothing, not torn clothing. If that's how a religious person speaks to another person, if that's how careful he is about the feelings of. Such a person could be 24 hours a day living Al Kiddush Hashem. That's the expression he used. We're going to see this kind of attitude throughout the Holy Kotel Rochus. That a Jew can live in such a way where every move he's making is Kiddush Hashem. And he's prepared to do it with Mesiras Nefesh, this term Mesiras Nefesh.